Good morning. Today is Monday, the 26th of December. Happy I guess it's after Christmas, but it's happy Boxing Day.
Well, it's
for our Canadian buddies.
It's a Boxing Day and it's a national holiday. So happy day off.
Happy.
Yeah.
Yes. Are you ready for our Why Do We Say That, Mr. Arkley?
I'm ready for it, but I'm not optimistic that I can get it.
Okay. Well, this is kind of in your neighborhood a little bit. Bite the bullet.
Okay. That has to relate back to war, and you bite the bullet to, instead of a stick or something, to absorb the pain.
Yeah.
I got it?
Pretty darn close. Next time you're caught between a rock and a hard place with no good way out, you may decide to bite the bullet and push on. Sometimes that's the only alternative to calling things quits. That was the case with many a Civil War casualty. Carried from the field with a mangled arm or leg, the soldier could not turn away when a surgeon with a bloody apron approached with a scalpel or saw. With lives hanging in the balance, supplies of whiskey and other painkillers often ran out. That meant that the best the medics could do for the fellow was to offer them a soft lead bullet. Placed between the teeth, it didn't give much, but it was better than nothing. It made amputation a little easier to bite the bullet instead of lying on the table and screaming.
Oh, Lord.
So, yes, you were right, but that's right. Probably not the one you want to be
that's
right on.
It's pretty graphic. Oh, yeah, boy. Yeah. And it does sound Civil War-ish to me, too.
Yeah, it does. Yeah, still rustic.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Oh, boy. So, here we are, end of the year. We could talk about politics. We could talk about international. We could talk about this. We could talk about that. Let's start with the economy. Where do you think we are right now?
Slowing. People are insecure. Housing's definitely slowing. Interest rates are going to come down for a little while, then go back up. But right now, we'll see interest rates going down.
Kind of in that range where they want to try to fine-tune it and then hold for a while?
Yep. I was talking to a guy who processes crab on kind of a national level.
Processes crab.
He buys crab. And
okay.
puts it in cans.
I didn't think you were talking to guys that were picking the crab.
No.
At that kind of frequency.
No, but what he said was, I said, when's the crab market going to open?
Right.
And he said, not until we sell last year's crab. And
really?
It's a high price point, and it's not selling. I talked to...
Well, yeah, they tend to go together.
Yeah, I talked to a store that around here that I ordered a prime rib for Christmas. And I said, well, are many people buying prime rib? And he said, you mean hamburger? I said, no, prime rib. He said, last year at this time we had 5 pages of orders for prime rib, and there's probably 30 lines per page.
So a couple hundred.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This year, he said, we haven't even gotten near the bottom of the first page. So
consumer confidence.
Yeah. He said hamburger is the big seller this year, not prime rib. And I said, wow. He said, yeah. He said, people are battening down.
But that's not flipping over to a turkey or ham.
No. That's a mistake.
Yeah. Heard it here. well, maybe there's a fancy meatloaf.
There's nothing better than a good meatloaf.
Sandwich.
Oh, boy. Now you're playing hardball.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, that's one thing they don't do in the sandwich shops.
They don't.
You never see meatloaf.
You see it in New York. If you want a great meatloaf sandwich.
Cold, or do they pour everything on it?
Either way, and it's soft white bread, mayo, ketchup, you name it, it goes on there, and it's just great.
White bread. Yeah, watch it disintegrate in front of you.
Yeah. Well, it's like the turkey lurkies here.
Okay,
about the best of all food groups.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, if there's dressing included.
Dressing, that's it. Mayo, white bread.
But sourdough.
No, you got to go. I used to be a sourdough guy.
Got to go white bread?
I go white bread now because it's just much more satisfying.
Ah, but it doesn't hold up to it.
does not, but that's okay.
Of course, if you're consuming, if you're inhaling, there's not much of an opportunity
precisely.
Then. Yeah, okay. So at this point, we ask how the diet's doing?
Gunning up. We're starting a diet.
Yeah.
No, I've had my blood drawn and done all this stuff, and I'm going to get serious about my diet. I put on 25 pounds during COVID, and I'm here to tell you that by the middle of the year, it's going to be off.
So you got your pair of pants that's sitting there in the closet reminding you?
They remind me every day when I put them on.
I've got one. I need about 15. Get back down to about 290.
Yeah, but you lost a ton of weight and you really haven't gained it back.
I'm at about that 15. I gotta get back.
Oh, I think you look good. Me, on the other hand,
No Speedos in your future, huh?
No.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. Where'd that six-pack go?
Yeah.
It's hiding.
Yeah, it's in the fridge. So if interest rates are going to kind of be where they are, give or take, housing is kind of, I heard it might step back 1% next year. It may not escalate nationally.
We've got a real supply side issue. We don't have enough housing coming along.
Nationally.
And so there are not enough housing units, dwelling units for the demand. And so, but the commodity prices are such that the builders aren't making any money. So it's kind of stuck right now.
Well, and that's one of the interesting things for me with what I understand, the Z's and whatever's after them, there's not nearly as much interest in ownership.
We're not seeing that. We're seeing it flip over. Every vet wants a house. Why? Because we buy VA loans. The rurals, USDAs, those are selling. HUD, you can't keep... low balance houses sell. We just don't have enough of them.
So it could be a supply demand.
Yeah, but you've got to have builders making money. And so
why aren't they able to get margin?
Because commodities, labor, you name
lumber. And they just can't push the purchase price up.
Cannot, and they just sit there.
Well, yeah, if you got a ceiling like that, you can't.
Well, people don't realize that marketing time is one thing. And it is valued, if too long of marketing and you
get stale,
that's a price depreciation.
Yeah. It's 8:19.
Murphy's Markets has everything you need to get through your day the healthy way. From drinks to snacks and everything in between, right now, Amy and Brian coconut water is only $1.99. Brew Dr. Kombucha drinks are also just $1.99. And Annie's homegrown products are $2.49. A 6-ounce Yoplait yogurt is only 79 cents. And don't forget about chicken of the sea tuna, 4 for $5. Get a boost for your day by stopping by Murphy's Markets, more than a grocer, your neighbor since 1971.
Good morning, KINS. News and information time is 8:24. We're back talking shop this morning with Rob Arkley. Rob, culturally this year, it's been an interesting year. There seems to be a lot of division continuing, fostered by, for various reasons, different entities, different folks. Relevancy is what I see that is the battlefield right now. You got the traditional media trying to become relevant. You've got the folks.
Well, they're not trying to become relevant, Bri. Well, they are trying to mold the message and ignore anything that is not consistent with what they want.
Right, but they still need to have acceptance before they can do that. They can go play in the dark if they want to, and if nobody's paying attention to them, that doesn't really work. Twitter, Musk went from savior to now the devil incarnate.
Right.
Okay, that's kind of a little weird. You got some of the happy talkers trying to do things, people cutting back staff, people adding staff, shifting things around. It really is just kind of an interesting swirl that's going on, probably like a tornado at this point, trying to figure out what's it going to look like.
I've spent a fair amount of time thinking and talking with friends about this. First of all, chaos is the formula for creating rapid, great change. And that's what their Democrats are doing right now. They're creating chaos. This Ukraine thing, I think it's the height of insanity to give them a nickel. There's no white hat out there. I mean, the guy came over to our Congress basically panhandling for money. Are you kidding me?
And standing O, baby.
Yeah, standing O. I forget it. And, you know, we have people starving.
We don't have army bases there, right? So there's not a military.
We have Mitt Romney and some of the other people whose kids have things there. And so it's the inside political group, both Democrats and Republicans, that are trying. I mean, Ukraine's a pretty nasty place. It's a great food basket. But anyway, I just think that is a total fumble. But that's chaos. What's the chaos of dealing with Ukraine do? We don't see very much of Hunter Biden. And so, you know, there's a lot of misdirection going on and focusing on other things.
Well, and the FBI getting involved with content management?
Oh.
Isn't that, Brian, that should be disturbing to the nth degree, and it's hardly causing a ripple on the pond.
Brian, I have no idea how there is not a citizen lawsuit that can be filed regarding that, and how we cannot hold these people who did it to account, because they ought to be in jail. I mean, that is, you talk about January 6th, huh? This was actual election tampering. I just think it's outrageous.
I don't think Hoover would have done anything with more impact, and he certainly has been vilified.
Oh no, he's been just.
But this was over the top. Yeah. At least it's been reported so far.
No, it's worse than what's.
You
know the guy doing it, Schellenberger.
Yeah.
Well, Schellenberger was up here, and I met. He was in our house two or three times. And those were the days when he was a snapping, angry liberal enviro. And, you know, I listened to all points of view, and he would get mad, but we had good discussions. And I finally said at the end, I said, Michael, you are too smart to stay on this where you are right now. Keep thinking, keep learning, and the path will lead you close to where I am. Look where he is now. He is offended. He's outraged, because everyone should be. And Michael's a thoughtful guy. And really, you meet with a lot of these people. I don't care whether it's baykeepers or, you know, someone else. They're not very thoughtful. They're just kind of, I want to do this. They're kind of barbaric in the way they approach things. And so Schellenberger was thoughtful and is thoughtful, and he should not be discounted. I thought he was a true intellect.
So it just is mind-boggling, I guess.
Well, no, here's the deal.
It's something that we don't know has ever happened before, so we can't even discount what we're hearing out of some of this stuff, because who thinks that could happen?
Well, none of us wanted it to be happening. But what really happens is it destroys our trust in government. Now when they say you need a...
Across the board.
Say you need to get a vaccine. What's in it for you? Why are you telling us this? We don't trust you.
Yeah, where's the money trail?
Yeah, where's the money trail? Or are you trying to depopulate the world? I mean, they're destroying the trust in government. And it's gone. I mean, and the other thing that has happened, the contempt the polling is fascinating. The contempt most people have, conservatives and liberals, for big business is astonishing. No one likes them. They've crossed into politics. They're too big. They're too powerful. And
well, is Disney an example of
that? They sure are. They sure are. Well, Disney was domestic. A lot of this that's being fought is over globalism. Instead of, you know, Trump was America first, which, boy, that's why they hated him. I mean, you can destroy and say why this, why that. He was America first. And what the other one, the liberals now, and especially the big corporations, there's no difference, want globalism, period. And it's not good for us. It lowers our standard of living. It does everything bad. And all this immigration, how is that good for wages? Were going up, but they're not going to go up with all this. We're being invaded. My God.
It's 8:30.
This is the Lars Larson Show.
And these kids who come, they become Americans before a lot of Americans become Americans.
Now, here's your host, Lars Larson.
Hey there, it's Lars Larson. Join me for the Lars Larson Show, weeknights 10 to midnight. Honestly provocative talk radio on KINS.
Good morning, KINS, News and Information Time. It's 8:35. We're back talking shop this morning with Rob Arkley. Rob, the concept of what's going on politically, nationally, certainly Ron DeSantis has become a factor. He might have been regionally. He might certainly was in Florida. But now he's out there on the national front. How do you read him? Is he as presented? I mean, he seems, and I know this is very rarely used, a regular guy. He may be ego-driven, and I think anybody at that level is to a certain extent. But the decisions that he's made seem to be practical.
Well, he's among the more disciplined show-me-the-science people through processes. I guess he went to Harvard and graduated high from Harvard. I don't know him. Wasn't he special forces too? I think he's grounding. Yeah. And yeah. His wife has had cancer. This is a guy who's seen a lot. He's the name, but there are so many names coming up from Trump to, Abbott to Cruz, you name it.
Cruz kind of seems to be attached to a rubber band. He keeps coming back.
Yeah,
coming back.
The problem is
coming back.
No one likes Cruz.
Yeah, he doesn't have a big fan club.
He's solid.
A lot of votes.
He's solid as a rock, right.
He doesn't have the it.
Yeah, I think, boy, the one thing I think Americans are looking for is one, calm, and two, a systematic returning of the people who've invaded our country back to their countries. We've totally ignored process, and really, we've been invaded. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, it's interesting the reaction that people have about it. I mean, to me, it's philosophical and theoretical for 90% of the country, and it's real life for 10%. And the 90% are trying to drive the agenda. But then when they get personally touched by, like the 10% do, all of a sudden things explode and they don't know how to handle it.
Well, what's happening is, and this hasn't made the press very much, obviously, but what they've done is these NGOs who are helping them have worked with the Democrat Party to systematically put the people in red places in an effort to start swinging.
To swing the vote?
Yes. It's discouraging to me in the sense that does law mean nothing? These people are illegal. There is no measure that will make them legal. And so they're just there. And the Democrats are going, good, they're here. Let's give them a path to citizenship. Great. What other laws should we start breaking? I mean, do laws mean anything?
Yeah. And obviously, I think the end game is something that is easy enough for most folks to be able to see and identify and put together. Okay. So that kind of plays out that way. Now, here locally, we probably have had a number of those folks here too, but I think local here, we're seeing a whole bunch of things that the rest of the country isn't, which is, you know, we've always had that, right? We're insulated, whether you want to call it the Redwood Curtain or whatever. But where the rest of the country seems to be in a swirl, we don't seem to be too much.
Well, I think...
Which is kind of, it's refreshing.
So far, so good. People are swirling around about the offshore wind and that auction for, I think it was $320 million.
Yeah. Now, is it the auction, is it the construction, or is it the lack of the plan to connect that thing into something? I mean, that's what I've heard.
Brian, you've got so many issues that will or need to be addressed that aren't being.
Just being ignored or not being recognized?
Well, what they want is wind energy, and so we're putting out windmills. Well, is it going to kill birds? We're putting out windmills. What about the whales? Seems a crab pot can
kill a whale. Yeah,
can kill a whale. So, what about a cable from a windmill? We're going to have wind energy. So there is a singular focus on that. Do the blades deteriorate? We're going to have wind energy. What does the metal do over the long term to the ocean? I mean, this is going to deteriorate.
We see it on the coast.
Yeah, what are you going to do on the ocean? We're going to have wind energy. So it's just...
Now, in the past, those have been hurdles that have stopped economic development here.
Precisely.
Now, it's like, it doesn't matter. We're going to have economic development here because we're the spot where these things are going to be put together.
Yeah.
So that 180-degree flip is kind of
it's
interesting.
It ought to be discouraging to all of us because whereas you can slice this and say it's private companies doing it, this is government paving the way and picking winners. And the big companies, the international companies that will be doing most of this, they've been selected by the government. It's not a true free market approach to things, whereas we're held to a very high standard on the environmental issues, they're not. And so...
Yeah, it's a protected class.
It is. It's the privileged class.
Yeah. Now, how much is that supposed to inject into the local economy?
I've never seen a number that I considered to be...
Viable?
Well, substantiatable. I understand that each windmill costs $500 million.
Okay.
And they're going to be, 130 here?
Something that I've heard, yeah, in that neighborhood, 10, 12 dozen, something like that.
Yeah. So that's, $65 billion. Where it's all produced, I don't know. I mean, is it?
Well, I've not even seen anything that says, okay, we're supposed to get some kind of a percentage of some of the revenues that are generated either from the lease or other things. Where that's going. And that's kind of like step one.
Yeah, well, we ought to have the equivalent of the permanent fund in Alaska where they got a percentage of the royalties from oil. They put it in a big fund.
And parcel it out to everybody that's
there.
Yeah.
Every year. I doubt if we'll do something so rational.
No, I would suspect not.
You got a
different special interest groups vying for positioning for.
Yes.
Already is going on.
Yeah.
And I suppose that goes down to human nature, but I would think the other would be so much cleaner.
You and I agree.
Simple and easy.
It is, but it's not. And so.
Yeah. what are you hearing about the fish folks? Is that progressing?
I hear both sides of the story. Some people say it's a done deal. It's definitely going to happen. Others say, well, they've never finished another plant. They do this and then they stop. So do we want
it? That's not a good business model, is it? All the expense with no revenue?
I don't think so. I think the a few things that we can depend on as being real is Cal Poly.
Right.
It's real.
It's done.
Well, it's not.
Well, I mean, it's happening. But
the president's doing so many wise things. And that in and of itself is huge. St. Joe's, Providence, whatever we call it these days, is real. It's growing. It's building out what it's going to be. And that's huge. And so between those two, you know, we're about 11,000 beds short. Forget offshore wind. Forget. And one thing everyone should do, you should all drive to Humboldt. Cal Poly Humboldt campus. Whereas 2 years ago, you'd see the old 60s bugs and van.
Right. Yeah.
I saw a Maserati there the other day.
Oh, geez.
These students are so different.
Little different, yes. KINS, News and Information Time, it's 8:45.
Hearty and healthy foods are abundant at Murphy's Markets. USDA Choice Boneless Beef Chuck Roast is now $5.99 a pound. USDA Choice New York Strip Steak, $15.99 a pound. And USDA Grade A Boneless Skinless Chicken Thighs are only $3.99 a pound. Complement this with a Greek salad, now just $7.99 a pound, topped with Kraft salad dressing for only $3.75 for a 16-ounce bottle. Murphy's Markets, more than a grocer, your neighbor since 1971.
Good morning, KINS, News and Information Time. It's 8:49. We're back talking shop this morning with Rob Barkley. Into the future, this coming year. I know the political stuff is going to start getting fired up, and we're going to have all those various activities going on. But what do you see here locally?
I see a great year. I really do. And
Is it momentum extension of what's going on now, or do you see new things coming in also?
More momentum extension. We don't know what wind's going to look like. I have to tell you, Larry Oker at the Harbor District has done a really kind of magical job of putting the pieces together for those projects and the wind projects. I can't tell you about the fish. We'll know that. I think this is a sink or swim for the fish.
Yeah. Good. That works.
Hopefully they'll get hooked to our water.
Oh, you're not going to let up, are you?
Oh, I know. Yeah. It's a big bridge to scale.
I think at this point, release.
Anyway, what a nice day this is.
Oh, positive stuff. What about with the housing? I know you've got a couple projects. Others have got some projects that are going on.
Well,
is it
no one has
going to be easier to get everybody going and get the trades going and bring that back?
Here's the deal. Humboldt needs housing on a scale that
we haven't seen.
Yeah.
We just haven't seen.
Well, I mean, they could probably eat all the motels around and still be short. We are building. We have little groups kind of nipping at us saying, we don't like this, we don't like that. And I'm kind of depending on rational people. We need it. We're doing it. It's compliant with the law. Knock it off. The Coastal Commission, who knows? They're kind of controlled by some of the local enviro groups. We'll get our projects. And is it going to be pretty? I hope so. Is it going to be ugly? If it is, it is. I you know, we've been here 120 years, and fights are fights.
What kind of timeline do you think any of the projects?
18 months till we're pretty well through building out a lot of Indianola. We're deciding on phases.
So you may be breaking ground this coming year.
Not this year, next year. But apartments are not like they. You can build a lot of apartments quickly.
Right.
Are we going to do it in phases? Haven't decided, because that's a national issue. What's the economy doing? What are interest rates doing? Do we do a master lease with Humboldt? You know, in other words, there are just a lot of issues. Choices
still.
Well, yeah, but yeah. Guys, this is flying. This is going to be a magical decade for this area.
Well, it can't get any better than that. Merry New Year's.
So sick of that.
Fine. See everybody tomorrow. All right.